Here's the thought I'll title, PBWA is not luck. Some of you are familiar with PBWA, but if you're not, it's my acronym for what I title, Photography by Wandering Around. And it's my favorite way to approach photography. Sometimes I prefer destination location kinds of photography, where I'm going to a specific place because I know I want to make a specific kind of image. But where I think I have the most fun is when I photograph by wandering around. I have no idea what I'm going to run into. I have no idea if it's going to be interesting photographically, but I just follow my nose and stumble into possibilities, stumble into areas, to locations, to subjects, to even kinds of light that can make an interesting project that I wasn't actually looking for. And I find that a tremendous joy and a lot of fun. But I'm aware at first blush that that approach to photographing could look like it's really dependent on luck. Can I just luck into an interesting subject or an interesting location? And I suppose there is a certain amount of luck to it. But I don't think luck tells the whole story. I'm pretty convinced that art making has a lot more subconscious activity involved than we might know. Conscious thinking is a rather linear thing and leads us in directions that are predictable based on our personal history. But allowing things to bubble up from our subconscious is rarely in our control. It's closer to dreaming than it is to thinking. And the two things about dreaming that have always impressed me is that it generally takes the form of a narrative and is generally quite visual. I tend not to dream much audibly. I don't hear my dreams. Perhaps some of you do. But for me, they're almost always visual. And it makes sense to me that all those visual images that are floating around in my dream world are part of my subconscious that occasionally bubble up. Which is why, when I'm wandering around out there in the world, for example, I'll find one particular rock formation that captures my imagination, and that's the one I'll photograph, where there have probably been thousands that I've driven by or walked by that didn't capture my imagination. What's the difference? The difference is the one that captures my imagination connects somehow with something in my subconscious. And to a large degree, I think that's what PBWA is all about, is wandering through the world with our subconscious open to whatever impressions we find. Something catches our eye. What does that mean? It means it grabs our attention, that suddenly it's pulled into consciousness from where? From the ether, from subconscious. And having been pulled into conscious attention, we can then go to work on it photographically, compositionally, determining exposure and all the 10,000 other things we do every time we click the shutter. All of that is a matter of taking our knowledge, our skill, our experience, and using the tools at hand to intensify that vision that we caught fleetingly in our subconscious when we just happen to catch a tree or a rock or a stream or a person or a street scene or whatever that caught our eye and demanded our attention. So the key to my way of thinking is PBWA is not just increasing our odds of discovering an interesting subject by spending a lot of time looking for it. No, PBWA has to do with opening the receptivity of our subconscious to things that we're seeing in real world, not in our subconscious world, but a connection between the real world and the subconscious world. And when that connection happens, then there we are, a photographic idea, an image, a project. No matter how we produce it and what medium we choose to produce it in, the core artistic activity is that connection between the real world as we experience it in conscious attention with all of our senses, not just our vision, and then connect that with something in our subconscious that we're not even aware of, that, as I like to say, bubbles up from the subconscious and says, here, make a picture of this, make a picture of it now, capture this moment because it's somehow important. That, to me, defines the activity of PBWA.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.